And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Survivors mourned, awaited news, and searched bodies in makeshift morgues on Wednesday as the death toll from the quake that hit Turkey and northern Syria passed 12,000. President Tayyip Erdogan visited the zone as he comes under increasing pressure over the government response. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
A moment of joy. Rescuers pull a whole family from the rubble in northern Syria. More often, bodies are removed. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan visited Kahramanmaraş in southern Turkey to see the devastation firsthand, 2 days after disaster struck. Anger is growing over what local people say has been a slow government response. Erdogan has declared a state of emergency in 10 provinces and sent in troops to help.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Survivors of the earthquake huddled around campfires in Turkey as night fell on Wednesday. Across a swath of southern Turkey, people sought temporary shelter and food in freezing winter weather and waited in anguish by piles of rubble where family and friends might still lie buried. Rescuers were still digging out some people alive and finding others dead, but many Turks have complained about a lack of equipment, expertise, and support to rescue those trapped, sometimes as they could hear cries for help. 2 children died and 6 others were injured after a bus rammed into a daycare center in a Montreal area suburb on Wednesday morning, police said. The bus driver, a 51-year-old employee of the municipality's public transit system, was arrested for homicide and reckless driving, a police spokesperson said.